Hey. Hey. Have you ever noticed how we're different and the same and the same and we're different and we're different and the same? All kinds of people.
On the Talk of Muncie, WMUN, All Kinds of People, hosted by Dr. Joe Moshevitz, getting to know the people of Muncie and Delaware County, Indiana, in a way you've never heard before. It's another way we're using our voice to build our community from Woof Boom Radio and 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, WMUN. Here's your host, Dr. Joe.
Well, very good morning, everybody. I hope your Monday is off to a good start. And I am actually quite delighted to have Jeff Mitchell with me this morning, the Director of Athletics at Ball State University. Jeff, thanks so much for coming down to Wolfboom for a little chat.
Well, Dr. Joe, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, and you're into one full year as the Director of Athletics as we do the program today. So we might get into a little bit of what that first year has been like as well. But if you don't mind, I want to rewind the tape. Take me back to, maybe elementary school, high school. Where was your hometown? A little bit about the family background. How many Mitchells do we have running around the house?
Yeah, so I grew up in a small town in Mississippi called Magnolia, Mississippi. So it's idyllic of a town as it sounds.
I love that, Magnolia. That's cool.
Small town, 2,500 people on a good day, one stoplight, and I enjoyed the opportunity to just ride my bike everywhere. And walk to school. I live three blocks from elementary school, three blocks from the high school.
I love when our guests talk about riding a bike because I spent most of my elementary school and high school days on a bike going everywhere, and this generation has no clue what's going on. So, okay.
Yeah, it's a little different.
It's cool.
I enjoyed being outside and playing sports and trying to get my dad to throw the baseball with me whenever he would come home from work. And I have a younger sister, and so we would be outside, playing in the yard. And we enjoyed our childhood growing up. My mom was a school teacher and a longtime administrator in the high school ranks. And then my father is an attorney. They continue to live in Magnolia and keep that town together.
Cool.
And my sister and I have moved on.
When you say you played sports, was it all baseball?
No, I played baseball, basketball, a little soccer, played tennis.
I
tried to be as well-rounded as I could be.
And varsity?
Yes.
Okay.
Varsity baseball, varsity tennis, varsity soccer for a brief period.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. As you moved on, I was quite intrigued by the fact that you graduated from Millsaps College in Jackson and then went on to do an MBA. And then, I guess getting into the educational thing, went on and got your JD, your Juris Doctorate. What triggered that, other than the fact that I just realized your dad was a lawyer?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I went to Millsaps, I had the opportunity to play baseball.
Yeah, 4 years, right?
Correct.
On the varsity team.
Correct.
What position, by the way?
Second base.
Okay. Second baseman.
Yeah.
Double play guy.
That's right.
Okay.
I also had the privilege to work as a student employee in the media relations office within the athletics department. And as we fast forward through my time in college, my senior year just before graduation, I had already committed to going to law school.
Okay.
And the college president, whose name is Dr. George Harmon, he's since deceased, but Dr. Harmon stopped me in the middle of campus shortly before graduation and said, Jeff, you're going to get a job offer later today, and you're going to take it, and you're going to go to MBA school. And I told him that I appreciated that, but that I was heading to Ole Miss for law school, and that was what I was going to do. And he said, Jeff, you're going to get a job offer later today, and you're going to go to MBA school.
Was that the director of sports information?
It was.
Job offer?
It was.
Thank you.
And so, sure enough, I went to the athletics department. I was presented this job offer and the opportunity to go to business school, and I decided to take that because I was intrigued by the opportunity to begin a career, further my education, and still had the desire to go to law school, and I figured maybe I could do that 2 years later, and that's exactly what I did.
I am quite fascinated by the fact that you were into sports pretty heavily. You do get a job offer to be the director of sports information, and yet there's part of you still leaning toward, I got to get this other degree done, which potentially could take you out of sports, depending on the career path you chose. Was that hard to deal with?
It was, because there was a great tension there of, do I stay in athletics administration, or do I pivot and either go into business or pursue practicing law? And so the pivotal moment came when I read an article in the Sport Business Journal. There was a quote by Andy Geiger, who at the time was the athletics director at Ohio State. And he said that the future leaders in intercollegiate athletics and higher education would be those with a business degree and or a law degree. And I resolved in that moment, while I was in MBA school, that I was going to do both. I was going to finish the MBA and then go to law school, because I was, especially in the second year in MBA school, really pivoting towards thinking that I wanted to pursue a career in athletics administration.
Okay. And that little quote from the Ohio State person triggered enough in your mind to say, I'm going to get the degrees done, but I'm not going to unplug from sports.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
right. And that's a value that resonates with me from my upbringing in Magnolia. My parents were always encouraging my sister and me to be qualified to do what we wanted to do. And so I certainly became that.
Yeah. I just found that very interesting, I guess, beyond interesting. I also... having an interest in teaching of ethics, you did co-author a book that talks about sport ethics and leadership. What triggered that, and what's the real purpose of that book to get across to people?
Yeah. During my time at Santa Clara University on the West Coast, I met a group of people that were interested in, as the book suggests, sports, ethics, and leadership.
Yeah.
And a gentleman who had been a longtime practicing attorney in multiple areas represented Jim Brown in a lawsuit and became fascinated with the concept of leadership and ethics, and wanted to get a group of individuals in that San Francisco Bay Area to write a book about it.
Okay.
And I developed a relationship with him, and he thought that I would have an opportunity with my background in NCAA compliance to contribute in a meaningful way. And five of us got together over the course of 3 years, wrote a book, and it really is more of a textbook than anything that you're going to pick up, for some bedtime reading.
Yeah, I did not make a note that it was a textbook, but I knew it was. We're talking with Jeff Mitchell, everybody, the director of athletics at Ball State, and kind of working his way through three different degrees at a university and writing a book about ethics. And I might have a question or two about ethics. One of the things that I'm struck by right now in athletics is athletes who come to a certain school and then a year later transfer to another school and just unplug. And I wonder what your thought is about that from an ethical viewpoint, making a different commitment after they've already committed to one university.
Yeah, well, I've used the word before, but it is a great tension in what we do. And it's a difficult one to answer because we are staring at wanting to graduate student athletes and have them enjoy, four or five years at one particular institution, but yet we're seeing them leave now and either earn a degree from somewhere else, which is beneficial, or not at all. And I think that's where
that's the issue.
It is the issue.
Yeah. We're with Jeff Mitchell, everybody, and I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. We're going to be back after this little break with some more with Jeff. Thank you.
This is WMUN's All Kinds of People with Dr. Joe.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Once again, I hope your week is off to a good start. I'm with Jeff Mitchell, the director of athletics, who just a couple weeks ago wrapped up his first year at Ball State University. Thank you. And I guess, Jeff, we sort of left at the break talking about ethics based on a book that you co-authored. Textbook, by the way, good to use in classrooms. But do you think the ability for an athlete now to just unplug and go to another school is kind of an ethical issue? Or is it just trying to provide more freedom for athletes to make some choices?
Yeah, what a great question. I think that initially when we were beginning to see this freedom of movement, it was addressed as an ethical issue, and people were really concerned about the students having this freedom to move. I think as we have naturally just gotten used to that freedom of movement, the shift now is how can we best serve the student while they are at the institution where we're employed, and not get too concerned with where they may go, what the reasons are they may go. We may try to encourage them to stay, but at the end of the day, if it's something that they want to do, they get to make that decision, and we hope that they're making prudent decisions for their lives and for those that are around them, their friends and family. But we have an obligation, I think, while they're with us, to impact them in very meaningful ways, and we can control that. It's very difficult to control everything else that's going around in their lives, but when they're with us as student athletes in particular, if we can help them grow and develop as people, certainly as athletes, as scholars too, but if whatever time we have with them, our obligation is to make them better. And if it's for 1 year, that's great. If it's for 4 years, that's great too. But it's really important that they some way, somehow, earn a degree, because we all know that the lasting benefits of a college education is worth it.
I totally appreciate that answer. I try to wrap my hands around being in your position, having X number of coaches coming to your office saying, hey, we may lose so-and-so. Can we do this? Hey, we may lose this. Hey, can you do this? Can you? We're talking about a lot of coaches, a lot of assistant coaches, a lot of players who may come, as you said, with things that would be beneficial for a student. How do you start juggling all of that, including keeping coaches lined up as well?
Right. And it's really a case-by-case scenario. If you start creating too many parameters, you get really frustrated, because you realize that every situation is unique and it's hard to fit them in this clear line of demarcation that you are, a clear box that you want to create.
That's why you get the big bucks.
That's right. That's right. So I have found that you just listen to them and may ask some questions. But the general obligation is that of support. And I have found that as our profession has shifted, as the issues swirling within higher education and intercollegiate athletics are popping up and quite chaotic, you just have to try to be as present as you can, be as patient as you can, empathetic as you can, and for the most part, things work out for the good.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's not without some agony along the way.
Well, and it's I mean, the other thing that seems to be, I think you live under an umbrella of competition.
Right.
And so you want your teams to win and to pick up some trophies along the way, along with players. And so I also try to think about that. How do you juggle all of that with a variety of coaches and maintain a positive attitude in all the various offices and buildings and practice fields and arenas moving forward, and not take it all home at the end of each day when you try to unplug?
That's right. And I think it begins with culture. You know, we want to have a culture of positivity within the Ball State Athletics Department, and that's not only in the administration wing, but it's pervasive throughout our coaching units and our support units. But yes, we are in a competitive environment. We are judged in many respects on wins and losses, but at the same time, we try not to get too terribly absorbed with that, because the process is really the more valuable aspect of what we do that nobody likes to talk about, because you can't attribute a win or a loss to the progression of development.
Ah, okay.
And so that's where the joy comes, in seeing a coach and especially a student athlete develop and grow, go through some hard seasons and then win a championship the next season, or as a student athlete come in as a freshman, maybe struggle with the adjustment to the college game and the pace of play, and then the game slows down for him or her, and they thrive.
They thrive.
Right, so that's what we're trying to get to, is that sweet spot of them thriving and a win as a result, just like a loss is. But if they can continue to grow and develop, then more often than not, you're going to have a positive outcome, which is going to come in the form of success. So that's what we strive to do every day.
You're listening to Jeff Mitchell, everybody, the director of athletics, who just wrapped up his first full year. And I do think it's interesting, the importance of the athlete making that transition, coming in as a freshman, certainly want to succeed. How much of your time is spent walking the hallways, chatting and getting to know some of these people? Because yeah, as a coach, I just need to get to know my 10 or 15 players. You got to know a lot of people.
Right, right. And you know, it's hard to get around and know all 450 of our student athletes, but I try to go to practices as often as I can, and I try not to interfere.
By the way, when you go to practice, do you get out there and take some shots and
rush
the net and put it away? And
I like to take basketball shots when nobody's around. Now I will go out to the baseball or softball field, and I might take a ground ball or two with those student athletes. So as the weather now is changing, you might catch me out there a time or two.
Yeah. But clearly, Jeff, as a newcomer, you do have to occupy a good chunk of your time just getting to know who these people are.
That's right.
And what their preferences are. And then all of a sudden, they all show up with their little notebook saying, here's what I need.
That's right.
And you have to do some sorting out.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so really, this first year, Dr. Joe, has been a sprint in terms of getting to know the Ball State community and the Muncie community.
And having your family adjust as well.
Correct.
Because that's a big change.
And what we really had to do is adjust to our first ever winter in life. That's a conversation for another day.
Well, I never thought about that, because you were at Santa Cruz and down in Mississippi, so.
That's right. But we are, we're making great progress in adjusting to the way of life here, and we love it. But getting to know the people has been really important to me, and I think I've made great strides in that way. And now we can begin to grow and develop. And Ball State's a terrific place, and it's got a lot of momentum, and I'm really excited about the future.
Yeah. As we wrap up, your college sweetheart, April, and you have a son and a daughter. When you unplug with them, what kinds of things happen with the family?
Well, this might surprise you, but there's a lot of sporting activities.
Really? Wow.
That we enjoy. So my daughter Harper is in the 10th grade and is a really good soccer player, and so we spend a lot of time on the soccer field, and my son plays baseball and basketball. He's in the 5th grade, and we enjoy being out there with him.
And, yeah, that's Carson, right?
That's
yeah.
Carson.
Yeah.
And then April is a budding pickleball player. And so she drags me out on the pickleball court, and so we enjoy time together.
Nothing like slamming that pickleball. We've been with Jeff Mitchell, everybody, the director of athletics at Ball State University. I hope you all have a good week, and I hope you come back to WMUN next Monday for another All Kinds of People with Dr. Joe. Have a good week, everybody.